Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work and getting the kiddos from home to school, at least for the last few days. I know some kids get out as early as tomorrow. It will be the last day of school for some kids. So shout out to them. Happy summer vacation to the kiddos. But shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there as well, working around the clock, 12-hour shifts, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, making sure that people get all the good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. All my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 drivers in the film industry. Now, my my transportation workers, shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, feeding the local 728. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning dentists out there, dental assistants out there, making sure that people get their pearly whites clean. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Oh, and all my front and rear loading truck drivers. Can't forget about y'all. Shout out to Larry. All right. First thing I want to get into, I want to talk about the Atlanta Braves. They avoid a sweep. That's the good news. The bad news is they did lose 3 out of 4 to the San Diego Padres. But they did win the last game. They at least finished strong. They won the last game of the series, second game of the doubleheader yesterday. They win it 3-0. And you got a good start from Ronald Acuña Jr. He started off the game with a triple. Then Ozzy Albies single to left, Acuña scored off that. Then in the bottom of the third inning, Marcell Ozuna, the big bear, which we'll get to him more later, he doubles to left after Ozzy lined out to right field. Then Matt Olson single to left, Ozuna got the third, Travis d'Arnaud, little D, he single to left. That allowed Marcell Ozuna to score. And then bottom of the fifth inning, bang, the big bear with a big fly, as Brandon Gaudin would say. That made it 3-0. That would be all she wrote. That was in the bottom of the fifth inning. So, if anything, Marcell Ozuna is staying hot. He hit a home run in each of the games yesterday. Matt Olson hit a home run in game one as well. Him and Marcell Ozuna actually went back to back in game number one, which we'll get to in a second. I'm at least trying to start off positive. Maybe I should have ripped the Band-Aid off first and talk about the 5-0 lead the Braves blew in game one. But to close out and finish talking about game number two, It was good to see Chris Sale continue to be absolutely dominant. And what a stopper the Braves have in Chris Sale right now. 7 innings pitched, only gave up 5 hits, no runs, 9 strikeouts, 103 pitches, 71 of them for strikes. Chris Sale's ERA is now down to 2.22. Twos across the board for Chris Sale, and he is just absolutely on a tear right now. He is absolutely cooking, and you love to see it. That is the one, I mean, you've had pretty much at this point now two constants throughout the year, Chris Sale and Marcelo Ozuna, and without those two guys, I mean, who knows where the Braves would be if you don't make that trade for Chris Sale, or if you move Marcel, designate him for assignment, and he's not on the team this year. Think about what this Braves team would be. There would certainly be more losses on the win-loss record for the Braves. I don't know if they would be, you know, I don't know how many more, but Marcelo Ozuna has definitely single-handedly won the Braves some games. Period. He has single-handedly won the Braves some games. So, again, Chris Sale only giving up 5 hits, 7 innings. He continues his strong one, and that snapped the Braves' season-worst 4-game losing streak, because they were on a 4-game losing streak heading into Game 2 of the doubleheader yesterday. Sale, as I told you, 7-1 on the season now, had 9 strikeouts, and he only had the 1 walk. He won his 6th straight start, and he has now allowed no runs in 3 consecutive starts, a streak covering 20 innings. He has 28 strikeouts and 1 walk in this dominant stretch. So, I mean, shout out to Chris Sale, man. Just absolutely getting the job done. Again, being a great stopper for the Braves. And Rossell Iglesias, by the way, stress-free 9th inning. Pitched a perfect 9th inning, got his 11th save of the season in Game 2. So, Game 2 looked good. Game 1, though, not so much. Braves were up 5-0 in Game 1, and Padres ended up coming back to win 6-5. As I told you, Marcel, Ozuna, Matt Olson, back-to-back home runs in the 3rd inning, which Atlanta's offense looking like they were maybe going to break out in Game 1. And they broke it. They did break out a little bit, 12 hits, after being held to a combined 2 runs and 11 hits over the first 2 games of the series. Ronald Acuña Jr. was looking good. He had 3 of the Braves' 9 hits in 4 innings against Dylan Cease, who was the starter in Game 1. And Cease had previously had not given up more than 6 hits in a game this season. Coming into that game, Game 1, Reynaldo Lopez was good in his start. He went 6 1/3 innings against his former White Sox teammate and Dylan Cease in Atlanta. They had a 5-2 lead before San Diego's 4-run 8th inning. And just a quick stat for you, Padres, they had lost 117 games when trailing by 3 runs through 7 innings, and their most recent comeback was May 29th, 2021, against the Astros. So everything was going against the Padres, but they found a way to come back and win it. But, yeah, that was a tough pill to swallow, but they did come back and at least win the second game, so that was good. I do want to let you hear a little bit from Brian Snicker, though, the skipper, as he was talking to the media after, this is after Game 1. So that's another reason why we kind of went in backwards order, because I wanted to talk Game 2 first and then Game 1. Then let you hear from Brian Snicker after Game 1. And he talked about how really he knows this offense is still going to be dangerous, especially when they get healthy and especially, you know, when everybody gets back. Sean Murphy, he is hopefully going to be back sooner rather than later. He's about to start his AAA assignment, so he should be back sooner rather than later. And again, hopefully you get Austin Riley back sooner rather than later. He isn't, it looks like he's not going to hit the IL, so that's going to be good. So he should be back soon. So once his team gets back fully healthy, Brian Snicker knows this offense is still going to be one of the deepest offenses in the game.
Swung about a lot better today on Ronald. All these guys aren't going to go silent like that at once. And, you know, there's, you know, something Matt swung about a lot better today on Ronald. You know, so Marcel, you know, we get – Like I say, once we get healthy again and get Austin Murph, you know, all of a sudden that lineup gets really, really long again and pretty dangerous.
That's right. Once that lineup again, once they get healthy, get a couple of their big boppers back in Sean Murphy and in Austin Riley, who we haven't seen Sean Murphy since the start, his first at bat. Goodness gracious, he's been out a minute, but you got to be careful, especially with those oblique injuries with catchers, all that squatting stuff that they do. You got to be careful. But either way it goes, they should be back sooner rather than later. And Brian Snicker also, this gets me into the next sound, Brian Snicker also talked about how this team really just has to battle through this. They just got to battle through this little funk they've been in offensively and, you know, this tough stretch they've been in. And again, they've been facing some good teams, and we'll touch on that more on them in a moment. But first, let's hear from Snit talking about how they just got to battle.
It hadn't been all that long yet. I mean, you know, it's just one of them things that, you know, it happens. And we've been through it before. We'll probably go through it again. I said, if something like this happens only once a year, you're lucky. Because most of the time you got to battle through these type of situations. I don't know that I've ever been involved in baseball ever that everything went right and you didn't have stretches like this. And there's nothing you can do but handle it. Just keep working, keep grinding, just handle it. Because on the back end, there's always something really good.
It's absolutely right. Absolutely right, Snit. Look, you just got to keep on keeping on. Keep on grinding through. It's a long 162-game season in Major League Baseball. You're going to have stretches where you go on 4, 5, 6, 7-game winning streaks. And you're going to, unfortunately, have maybe a couple of stretches. Look, you hope not. But Brian Snicker told you himself, he's been in Major League Baseball a long, long time. And there has not been a season yet that he has been a part of where everything goes right. It's just not how it works. It's not how it goes. There's too many games. It's a numbers game. Stuff is going to go wrong, but stuff is going to go right. And you just got to battle through when stuff goes wrong. Keep grinding. Keep working. Keep persevering. And it's going to work out. And like Snit said, on the back end, it's probably something really good. Braves can keep going through this adversity, and that'll get them ready for the adversity that they will face in the postseason. So it's going to happen. It's just a nature of the beast. And again, we talked about this before we went into this stretch. This was going to be a tough stretch for the Braves. Now, I wish they would have had better luck in this Padres series, but we talked about the Padres being a solid team. We talked about the Cubs being a solid team. Now, they did get the series win against the Cubs, so that was good. Now, they didn't get the series win against the Padres, but now they have 3 more games against the Cubs, who are 26-22 right now. Tonight, the game will be on TBS. I'm not sure if it'll be blacked out or not. I'm not the TV person to ask for that. But anywho, Charlie Morton's going to be on the mound for your Bravos and Javier Assad on the mound for the Cubs. And look, we saw what Javier Assad did to the Braves last time. He was really, really good. And hopefully Charlie can come out and have himself a little bit of a bounce back start because he struggled just a little bit in his last start. But you got 3 more against the Cubs. It's going to be tough. And then things start to get a little easier. You got the Pirates after that. Pirates are 22-26. Then you have the Nationals after that are 21-25. And then you have the Athletics. They're 19-30. So you have 3 straight series after this Cubs series where you start to play a little bit of easier teams and you should be able to handle business and maybe get that offense going, get that offense maybe to break out a little bit, get into a rhythm. And then once you head into the series after the Athletics that you go up against the Red Sox, take care of business against them. Then it's the Nationals. Then you do take on the Orioles. They're pretty good. They're 29-16. Take on the Rays. So, look, the schedule is going to get a little bit easier from here on out for the Braves. So just got to, again, as Snit said, keep on fighting. Keep on keeping on. And everything will work out and be okay. And again, like I said, after this Cubs series, hopefully you can at least win this Cubs series. And then you take on, again, the Pirates, Nationals, Athletics. You can at least get a couple of sweeps there. Maybe get a nice little winning streak going and get that offense into a groove, get into a rhythm, and maybe have a nice upward trajectory the rest of the way. But again, it's not going to be easy. throughout the season. They're probably going to have, again, another skid throughout this season. Hopefully not, but it's probably going to happen. It's a long, long season. So there you have it. Braves do avoid the sweep. They split the doubleheader yesterday. They win the last game 3-0. Big Bear, though. Good to see him staying hot. All right, when we come back, 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, there is a list of free agents that Matt Bowman, ESPN staff writer, put together, and he gave them all their perfect fit as far as team goes. The Falcons are part of this list. What free agent does he have as the best fit for the Falcons? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock to make sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all the early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local transportation drivers in the 728 in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers feeding the local 728 or just getting people their mail. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists and dentist assistants making sure people got pearly whites. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. By the way, talking about the Braves and Padres last segment, Marcell Ozuna, that home run he hit in game two, his 250th career home run. So congratulations to Marcell Ozuna. They're showing the highlights now of game one. I'm going to try to stomach through it because I already know what happens and wait till we see a happy ending of game two. But anywho, to get my mind off of that, let's focus on the Atlanta Falcons, because I saw an article from ESPN staff writer Matt Bowen yesterday, and he put together a list of ideal landing spots for 14 veteran free agents. Now, Bowen did say when he was putting together this list, he looked at how each guy fits in a scheme, how each might be able to help immediately, and whether the team has the cap space to add players. So he also said this late in the process, most of these players will end up signing one-year low-risk deals that include incentives to make some more cash. All right, so cornerback Steven Nelson, he's with the Houston Texans last year, had a pretty good season, had a career high in some categories. We'll get to that here in a minute. But he has, cornerback Steven Nelson, he has his best fit being on, you guessed it, the Atlanta Falcons. And I'll give you his reasoning for it here now. He says, quote, last season in Houston, Nelson tied a career high with 4 interceptions and also had 7 pass breakups. At his best when he can key inside, to read the quarterback. He's a fit for Coach Raheem Morris's scheme, which tends to be more zone heavy. In 2023 with the Rams, Morris's unit played zone coverage on 60.1% of opponent dropbacks, majoring in split safety zone and cover 3. This is a good spot for Nelson, and it gave the Falcons more veteran competition in camp. More veteran competition in camp, it gave us a good starter at cornerback. If Steven Nelson came in right now, he would be starting for the Falcons. Point blank, period. He would be the other corner outside, opposite A.J. Terrell. That's just what it is. Like, we don't really have any other answers. Again, Clark Phillips is capable of playing out there, but I would much rather have a bigger guy, especially when we're going to go up against the likes of Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans. I would much rather have a little bit of a taller guy out there. So, look, as far as Steven Nelson goes, why not? Why not? He'll be cheap. I think he will be okay out there. I'm not saying he's going to have any type of career year out there. But again, last year he did have a career high in interceptions. As you heard Matt say, he would be a scheme fit. So I'd be all for it. And look, at the end of the day, you take a flyer on him, sign him to a low-risk, high-reward deal, and if it doesn't work out, it just doesn't work out, and you bite the bullet. But at this point, we definitely still need cornerback help. Again, we are set at slot when it comes to Clark Phillips and D. Alford, but we still need that outside guy, and I think Steven Nelson could be that. Be a good veteran to have opposite A.J. Terrell. So I would be all for that, bringing him in. Again, wouldn't cost the Falcons a whole lot of money, and you at least would have a little bit of depth out there. You have a guy who can start, and then you have some guys behind him. So hopefully the Falcons can make that happen or bring in some sort of veteran cornerback with a little bit of a name brand. Not got to be too crazy, nothing too crazy, but somebody with a little bit of a name brand. I think Xavier Rhodes, I think, is still out there as well. I'm not too positive on that one. I'll have to double check, but I think Xavier Rhodes out there. Again, Steven Nelson out there. So hopefully the Falcons can do something as far as that cornerback spot goes, and I'm sure they will because they have brought in some other guys. Again, they brought in Desmond King and, again, some other guys, but maybe it'll work out, but I would feel a lot better if they brought in a guy like Steven Nelson. Again, that I think he will be a definite starter at that point. You have some guys who possibly could start behind him. That would be good depth. So they brought in one more corner around the same caliber as Steven Nelson. I would feel good about where the Falcons were at. I feel better about where the Falcons were at as far as cornerback goes. So did want to mention that. Also, I do want to talk about real quick while we have a couple of minutes here. Atlanta United, they are taking on Charleston Battery in the round of 16 in the U.S. Open Cup tonight. 5 stripes undefeated against Charleston Battery. And the last time these two teams met up, Atlanta United defeated Charleston 3-1, and they've actually defeated Charleston. Again, I told you, each of the 3 times they faced them, and every time they've scored 3 goals. So hopefully Atlanta United may be guaranteed 3 goals against Charleston tonight because they scored three goals in each of the other three matchups. They won 3-0 back in 2017, won 3-2 in 2018, and they won 3-1 in 2019. Our last matchup was June 13th of 2019. So, again, hopefully the Five Stripes can get off the schneid here and they can just see the ball go in the back of the net at least a little bit more. I mean, they did have the 1-1 draw against Nashville to snap their losing streak because they were on a little bit of a losing streak, but they are still, and this isn't going to change tonight because this isn't a MLS match. This is a U.S. Open Cup match, but they are winless in their last 8 MLS matches. Now, they haven't lost all 8, but they are winless, meaning they either lost or they played to a draw in their last 8 MLS matches. So it's going to be big for Atlanta United to maybe find some sort of rhythm against Charleston Battery, gain some sort of confidence in the U.S. Open Cup, and it also would be nice to see them advance to the quarterfinals as well. But again, we'll see what happens, but I do not believe there will be any Yorgos or Almada action tonight. I believe both Yorgos Giakoumakis and Thiago Almada are both going to be out. They were both out on Saturday. So, again, good luck to Atlanta United. Hopefully they can keep on pushing and keep on making their way through this U.S. Open Cup tournament. I do want to touch on a few NFL headlines as well. We'll get to the NBA playoffs and preview the Eastern Conference Finals getting underway tonight between the Celtics and the Pacers here in about 10 minutes. So we'll get to that here in a second. But I do want to also touch on this Falcons story as well. The Falcons are going to host 2 open training camp practices due to construction at the team facility out in Flowery Branch. So you may all have heard this by now, but due to ongoing construction at the IBM Performance Field, the Atlanta Falcons are unable to host fans on site throughout the 2024 AT&T Atlanta Falcons training camp. They will instead host fans at an off-site locations for 2 open practices. The first is going to take place at Secondary High School in Buford. That's going to be on Saturday, July 27th, as a part of the NFL's training camp back together weekend. The free practice will mark the Falcons' return to a local high school for the first time since a 2016 practice that was at Grayson High School. So that's the first open practice. The second open practice is going to take place at the Benz, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Friday, August 2nd. Tickets for that practice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be only $5. All the proceeds going to be benefiting the support of medical programs and treatment services at Emory Healthcare. That's the official team healthcare provider of the Atlanta Falcons. And this year's accommodations, again, just a 1-year pause due to the construction footprint. And the Falcons do say in their statement they look forward to welcoming back fans to Flowery Branch in 2025. So more info, including times, parking, and how to secure tickets for this year's 2 off-site practices are going to be announced by the team at a later date. So it is kind of a little bit of a bummer that you won't be able to go to as many open practices as usual. Usually you can at least go to, 7 or 8, something around that number. But again, with the construction there at Flower Branch at the IBM Performance Field, you're only going to be able to go to 2, and they're going to be at Second Year High School and, again, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which they always do the 1 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So nothing really changing there. So, look, again, you want to see Big Kirko. You want to see Kirko change. You want to see Perk Duggins. You want to see him, and you want to see everybody else out there getting it on. And you still have the opportunity to do that. But, look, on the bright side, maybe it's not as long as a drive for you. Maybe if you don't live as close to Flowery Branch, you're not going to have to worry about going out there. I don't know how far away Second Year High School is or not. It's probably, honestly, not that far away from Flowery Branch. Probably up close that way, honestly. But even still, you can still go to the one in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, or you can just, again, go out there to Second Year. So either way, it'll be fine, and we'll work through it, and then they'll be back to normal in 2025. So all good there. Speaking of training camp and OTAs and all that stuff, Justin Jefferson not present at Vikings OTAs to give you one more piece of NFL news here. So the Vikings wide receiver, Jay Jettas, He wasn't present for the first day of the team's offseason program in April, and he remains absent as the team moves into their third phase of work. The Vikings held their first organized team activity, OTA, of the offseason yesterday, and Adam Schefter of ESPN reports that Jefferson is not in attendance, and general manager Kwesi Adolfo Mensah recently called Jefferson the, quote, king linchpin of the team's plans when discussing the Vikings' desire to sign Jefferson to a new deal. And head coach Kevin O'Connell said he knows, quote, everything's going to get worked out. Jefferson did end up rejoining the team for their mandatory sessions last year, and the Vikings do have a mandatory minicamp coming up next month. So we'll see if he comes back for that. But obviously Justin Jefferson wants his new deal, and we'll see if that gets in the way of him being present at any mandatory team activities for the Vikings. But again, he showed up last year. We'll see if the same ends up reigning true this year. But when we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, Pacers, Celtics, Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1. We will get you ready for that one on the other side. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Just living my life. I hope you're doing the same thing. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night gym goers out there. Shout out to all my early morning people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now. And shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers as well. Okay, Eastern Conference Finals get kicked off tonight. We do have a bit of an update. Kristaps Porzingis will not play in games 1 or 2 for the Celtics. So they will continue to not have Kristaps. And I do think that's a little bit of a disadvantage. I do think Kristaps could maybe be a, he would be a solid matchup for Miles Turner. I think Miles Turner will be okay guarding Kristaps, but he would, you know, make him stretch the floor a little bit defensively, maybe a little bit more than he's used to. But I think those would, that would have been a good matchup for both teams. But either way, Kristaps is going to be out for game 1 and game 2. And Benedict Mathurin, of course, out for the season for the Pacers. Xavier Tillman, a game-time decision for the Celtics. And I just told you Kristaps is out for games 1 and games 2. But this should be a think a pretty fun series. I could see it not being fun, but I think at the end of the day, it will be a fun series. What I am wondering and probably watching out for most is I am going to watch out for if the Celtics can somewhat neutralize the Pacers' offensive attack. If the Celtics can really slow down the Indiana Pacers, because that's what the Pacers want to do. They want to play with, no pun intended, pace. They want to run and gun. They want to get out on the fast break. That's what they want to do. They don't want to play this slow, methodical, half-court game. That's not what they want to do at all. They want to get out, they want to score a lot of points, and they want to get into a track meet. If the Celtics can slow things down, they can work their half-court offense, get their open threes, knock down their shots, then I think the Celtics could win this one in five. But if the Pacers play at the pace that they want to play at, they speed the Celtics up a little bit. I think the Celtics can obviously keep up with them, but I do think the Pacers will be in closer games with the Celtics. So, oh, and another thing, too, I'm watching out for, how effective can Drew Holiday be against, oh my goodness, they're showing highlights of past Pacer and Celtic matchups, and I'm sorry, Tyrese Halliburton's jump shot, it goes in, but it is so just ugly. It is so hitchy and just, it just has this little ick to it. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, it is not what I would call a smooth jumper. Anyways, if Drew Holiday and I do wonder, too, if they put Drew Holiday on Halliburton or if maybe they put a Jaylen Brown on Halliburton because of Tyrese Halliburton's size, because Halliburton does have a clear size advantage over as far as height goes. He does have that over Drew Holiday. So I do wonder if maybe they put a guy like Jaylen Brown on him. I think maybe that ends up being a better overall matchup. And when you look at their lineups, do you go, if you're the Celtics, do you put a, you know, like I said, a Jaylen Brown on Tyrese Halliburton? You know, do you go, and Al Horford, he might end up being a little bit exposed to having to guard Miles Turner, because him having to guard on the perimeter, and I just don't think Al Horford, he doesn't have the lateral quickness or just quickness overall to really keep up with Miles Turner anymore. But we'll see. There are going to be some interesting matchups. I do wonder if they pick on Al Horford in the pick and roll. I know Draymond called out Al Horford the other day, as he called out Rudy Gobert, but there are going to be some interesting matchups to look out for. Al Horford against Miles Turner. Again, if it's Drew Holiday on Tyrese Halliburton, or if it's, you know, a Jaylen Brown on Tyrese Halliburton, that'll be interesting to look out for. The pace that the Celtics can get the Pacers to play at, we'll see. So I'm very interested to see. And then, you know, is Jason and the other thing, too, who's going to guard Pascal Siakam? You know, maybe you do put Drew Holiday on Tyrese Halliburton and just let him, you know, hound Tyrese Halliburton with his defense that you know he can bring, even though there's maybe a little bit of a size advantage for Halliburton, because maybe you want to stick Jaylen Brown on Pascal Siakam, so you do have to think about that. So there are some interesting matchups I'm going to be looking out for tonight, and we'll see what ends up happening. But it is game one between the Celtics and the Pacers. I do have the Celtics. I think this series goes six. This feels like a six-game series. Pacers get a couple of games. Maybe they win one on the road and one at home, and the Celtics, you know, end up having to win one in Indiana. But I see this series either way going six. I got Celtics in six. So that's what I'm feeling for that, my prediction for that one. And as far as Mavs-Timberwolves, this series is really a toss-up to me. But honestly, I'm going to have to go with Ant-Man. I'm going to have to go with the Atlanta kid. I think Ant-Man and the Timberwolves continue their, I don't want to call it fairy tale season, but nobody definitely, I don't think, expected them to make it to the finals, let alone maybe even the conference finals. Or I guess I should say let alone the finals. Nobody expected them to make it to the conference finals, let alone the finals. But either way it goes, I think I'm going to have to go with Ant-Man and the Timberwolves. I think Ant-Man can guard Kyrie, or maybe he ends up guarding Luka. He'll guard one of the two, and then Jaden McDaniels will guard the other. So you'll have two good defenders on Luka and Kyrie. I like, as far as Karl-Anthony Towns, I think he can maybe he gets matched up on P.J. Washington. We'll see, but there'll be some interesting matchups there. But I do think this feels like a seven-game series to me. I'm going to say that goes seven, but I'm going to give it to the Timberwolves. I think the Timberwolves are going to eke it out. They're playing really well right now. They're playing some of their best basketball at the best time possible. So I think I'm going to give that one to the Timberwolves. T-Wolves make it to the finals. I think this will be the first time ever they make it to the finals, too. So be a nice story for Ant-Man and the Timberwolves. All right. When we come back here on Hometown Take, we will wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the program and hand things off to the morning shift. Mike Johnson back in the saddle along with Tiffany Blackman and Bo Morgan. We'll see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the morning shift and wrap things up after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Just living my life. I hope you're doing the same thing. Shout out to all my overnight truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night gym goers out there. Shout out to all my early morning people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers, shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, and shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers as well. Okay, Eastern Conference Finals get kicked off tonight. We do have a bit of an update. Kristaps Porzingis will not play in games one or two for the Celtics. So they will continue to not have Kristaps. And I do think that's a little bit of a disadvantage. I do think Kristaps could maybe be a – he would be a solid matchup for Miles Turner. I think Miles Turner will be okay guarding Chris Stapps, but he would, you know, make him stretch the floor a little bit defensively, maybe a little bit more than he's used to. But I think those would, that would have been a good matchup for both teams. But either way, Chris Stapps is going to be out for game one and game two. And Benedict Mathurin, of course, out for the season for the Pacers. Xavier Tillman, a game-time decision for the Celtics. And I just told you, Chris Stapps is out for games one and games two. But this should be a, I think, a pretty fun series. I could see it not being fun, but I think at the end of the day, it will be a fun series. What I am wondering and probably watching out for most is I am going to watch out for if the Celtics can somewhat neutralize the Pacers' offensive attack. If the Celtics can really slow down the Indiana Pacers, because that's what the Pacers want to do. They want to play with, no pun intended, pace. They want to run and gun. They want to get out on the fast break. That's what they want to do. They don't want to play this slow, methodical, half-court game. That's not what they want to do at all. They want to get out. They want to score a lot of points, and they want to get into a track meet. If the Celtics can slow things down, they can work their half-court offense, get their open threes, knock down their shots, then I think the Celtics could win this one in five. But if the Pacers play at the pace that they want to play at, they speed the Celtics up a little bit. I think the Celtics can obviously keep up with them, but I do think the Pacers will be in closer games with the Celtics. So, oh, and another thing, too, I'm watching out for, how effective can Drew Holiday be against, oh my goodness, they're showing highlights of past Pacer and Celtic matchups, and I'm sorry, Tyrese Halliburton's jump shot, it goes in, but it is so just ugly. It is so hitchy and just, it just has this little ick to it, like, I don't know, but yeah, it is not what I would call a smooth jumper. Anyways, if Drew Holiday, and I do wonder, too, if they put Drew Holiday on Halliburton, or if maybe they put a Jaylen Brown on Halliburton because of Tyrese Halliburton's size, because Halliburton does have a clear size advantage over, as far as height goes, he does have that over Drew Holiday. So I do wonder if maybe they put a guy like Jaylen Brown on him. I think maybe that ends up being a better overall matchup. And when you look at their lineups, do you go, if you're the Celtics, do you put a, you know, like I said, a Jaylen Brown on Tyrese Halliburton? You know, do you go, and Al Horford, he might end up being a little bit exposed to having a guard Miles Turner, because him having the guard on the perimeter, and I just don't think Al Horford, he doesn't have the lateral quickness or just quickness overall to really keep up with Miles Turner anymore. But we'll see. There are going to be some interesting matchups. I do wonder if they pick on Al Horford in the pick and roll. I know Draymond called out Al Horford the other day, as he called out Rudy Gobert, but there are going to be some interesting matchups to look out for. Al Horford against Miles Turner. Again, if it's Drew Holiday on Tyrese Halliburton, or if it's, you know, a Jaylen Brown on Tyrese Halliburton, that'll be interesting to look out for. The pace that the Celtics can get the Pacers to play at, we'll see. So I'm very interested to see. And then, you know, is Jason and the other thing, too, who's going to guard Pascal Siakam? You know, maybe you do put Drew Holiday on Tyrese Halliburton and just let him, you know, hound Tyrese Halliburton with his defense that you know he can bring, even though there's maybe a little bit of a size advantage for Halliburton, because maybe you want to stick Jaylen Brown on Pascal Siakam, so you do have to think about that. So there are some interesting matchups I'm going to be looking out for tonight, and we'll see what ends up happening. But it is game one between the Celtics and the Pacers. I do have the Celtics. I think this series goes six. This feels like a six-game series. Pacers get a couple of games. Maybe they win one on the road and one at home, and the Celtics, you know, end up having to win one in Indiana. But I see this series either way going six. I got Celtics in six. So that's what I'm feeling for that, my prediction for that one. And as far as Mavs-Timberwolves, this series is really a toss-up to me. But honestly, I'm going to have to go with Ant-Man. I'm going to have to go with the Atlanta kid. I think Ant-Man and the Timberwolves continue their, I don't want to call it fairy tale season, but nobody definitely, I don't think, expected them to make it to the finals, let alone maybe even the conference finals. Or I guess I should say let alone the finals. Nobody expected them to make it to the conference finals, let alone the finals. But either way it goes, I think I'm going to have to go with Ant-Man and the Timberwolves. I think Ant-Man can guard Kyrie, or maybe he ends up guarding Luka. He'll guard one of the two, and then Jaden McDaniels will guard the other. So you'll have two good defenders on Luka and Kyrie. I like, as far as Karl-Anthony Towns, I think he can maybe he gets matched up on P.J. Washington. We'll see, but there'll be some interesting matchups there. But I do think this feels like a seven-game series to me. I'm going to say that goes seven, but I'm going to give it to the Timberwolves. I think the Timberwolves are going to eke it out. They're playing really well right now. They're playing some of their best basketball at the best time possible. So I think I'm going to give that one to the Timberwolves. T-Wolves make it to the finals. I think this will be the first time ever they make it to the finals too. So be a nice story for Ant-Man and the Timberwolves. All right. When we come back here on Hometown Take, we will wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the program and hand things off to the morning shift. Mike Johnson back in the saddle along with Tiffany Blackman and Bo Morgan. We'll see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the morning shift and wrap things up after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.